and she's back with Your Palace, Your Place.
Waterbury Palace, Your Palace, Your Place. Waterbury Palace Theater, Your Palace, Your Place.
Sherry, I was at the Palace this week. I was with you all at the Halo Awards, and I saw Frank Tavera, your boss there, with a fancy blue bow tie.
He is a dapper Dan.
Dapper. That's what I told him right there in the audience, and I said, "You are a dapper, Frankie boy, absolutely." And he said, "I want to look good for the kids." That's right. So, how are you? Welcome to WHR.
Well, thank you. I wasn't sure where we were going with that. I'm very happy to be here for our actual last edition for the season of Your Palace, Your Place.
Aww.
And I
want to,
I know.
Aww. So
but
sad.
It's been a great season. I hope our listeners have enjoyed how we've expanded our format and the material that we're offering, the content. And we started out with a vision to be the place to come to hear about not only things going on at the palace, but things going on in our region, pop culture information, and a fun kind of fast 50 minutes of interviews and with celebrities. So hopefully our listeners are enjoying it. I have some special things I'm planning already for our next season, which will begin in September.
I heard you're getting Barbara Streisand.
No, but you know what? You're jumping ahead of me, but
sorry.
I want to talk about Barbara Streisand in a minute.
Okay.
In a minute, but you know, I found out from our guest that I'll be introducing in a few minutes that today, from you, Tom, that today, it's two big days today. I don't know if our listeners know this, but it's National Egg Day, and it's also National Donut Day.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And our guests brought some donuts and coffee from DD. I'm not trying to give them a plug or anything, but, and I guess it was Mob. So, you know, if you're looking for added value today, go into your local DD, and you'll get a cup of coffee. If you purchase, I guess, a coffee,
yes.
You get a free donut.
Wow,
how's that?
That's amazing.
And those are two of my favorite things. I love eggs and, of course, donuts when I'm not being good, which is more often than not.
We're being bad today.
Anyway, so yeah, I wanted to tell our listeners about that. I also wanted to give a special thank you, not only to you, Tom, because you've been engineering our show, and I appreciate that so much, because anybody who knows me knows technology is not my forte. Talking is good, but technology, not so much. But I want to thank you for that. But I also want to thank Johnny Kay, who is behind the scenes, phoning people, getting them ready for interviews, you know, so they are on air with us. So, Johnny Kay, thank you so much for all your hard work this season. And one of the other things Johnny Kay has been doing for Your Palace, Your Place, which, by the way, is the program of the Palace Theater right here in Waterbury, Connecticut. If you're just joining us and didn't know, like, what's she talking about? That's what I'm talking about. We also, Johnny has recorded every one of our shows. Ooh, so if you go to the Palace Theater website, palacetheaterct.org, you can find the archives if you're interested in what we've been talking about or want to say, well, you know, I remember this one thing on one show and I wanted to hear that again. So by all means, we hope you'll visit our website for not only that, but many things, including seeing what's coming up at the Palace. Let's see, what else do I want to talk about? Oh, I need to give a special personal shout out, because today is a special milestone, and I'm not going to say which one, day for my husband, Mark Marcucci. I hope you'll enjoy your day, honey, and you know, I love you and wish you all the best in the year to come. So it's a special day,
is
special one of those birthdays.
Awesome,
so
birthday.
But he looks very good, so you might not know which one it
40s,
is.
40.
Well, he is my younger brother.
He is. And,
yes.
and
happy birthday,
and,
younger
now,
brother.
People don't know who you are yet.
That's
so
all
we
right.
have to introduce you, and we will in a minute. What else do I want to talk about this morning? I want to talk about the fact that, you know, it is the end of our season at the Palace, pretty much. We have a few shows still to come, one of which you're going to hear about in a minute. But I want to remind our listeners that a couple of important things. You can still certainly purchase your Palace Theater subscription to our Webster Broadway series, which is a phenomenal series coming up. We have kicking off Dirty Dancing, followed by Kinky Boots for a week. Cinderella, a week's engagement of the new production of The Sound of Music, which is spectacular. And Once, which won the Tony Award a couple of seasons back. And speaking of Tony Awards, I just also want to remind our listeners that next Sunday, I love this. Tom, you must love this too, watching the Tony Award broadcast.
It's
so thrilling to me to see these people, some of whom we've seen in productions in New York, and now they're up there and they're getting awards. And of course, everybody's talking about the shoo-in for just about all the awards, which is Hamilton. And my guests to my left and right just told me I'm so jealous that they're going to see that production in a couple of weeks. And they're lucky because one of my other guests today said that Lin-Manuel Miranda has only about a month's worth of performances left before his contract expires. So if you are like me, I make it an occasion. I get dressed up and sit with my ballot, which I have my ballot right here, and I'm going to check off. And one show that I was in New York 2 weeks ago, and I talked about it last week, I wished now that I saw two shows, actually. One is Waitress, which is getting a lot of good buzz
about it.
And the woman that is the star was the star in Beautiful.
Oh, she's great.
Yeah. I wanted to see that, and I didn't get a chance. And the other show that Frank DeVera got to see, our CEO, and he said it was wonderful, wonderful in every way. And I'm so mad I didn't see this. I actually asked for tickets but didn't get them. School of Rock.
Oh, really?
He said that was such a fun show. And the thing is, the gentleman who plays the lead character, the actor, which, let's see, no, he's not on here. He didn't get nominated. Did he? Wait a minute. I'm looking at my ballot. No, he did not get nominated. No, he didn't. Oh, yes, he did. Alex Brightman. Yes, he did get nominated. Excuse me. Mm. He is the incarnation of Jack Black in the movie that everybody loves.
Yes.
And you would have to do it that way because otherwise it wouldn't feel real. You know what I mean, Tom?
Yes.
So anyway, he said that's one to go see if you really want to have fun. So now that I've gotten all the minutiae kind of out of the way, I want to introduce our guests. Our guest today I have on is personal relationship with because I have Dr. Nancy Capello, the founder of a very important organization, Are You Dense? And with her is her husband, Joe Capello.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Joe. Hi, Nan.
Hi, Sherry.
But the personal thing here is Nancy is married. I'm not married. I'm married to Nancy's brother.
Yeah. And who introduced you to Nancy's brother?
Introduced me? And I have a lot to blame her for.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I said to my brother many years ago, just go on one date. You don't have to marry her. And of course, my brother, Mark, not listening to married her.
So, Nancy and Joe, I'm so happy to have you here.
It's a pleasure to be here, Sherry.
Thanks, Sherry.
You know, we're here to talk about something important, and we're going to talk about your upcoming event at the Palace on June 19th, the Are You Dense 18th.
We changed it.
Thank you. 18th. I want to talk. That's an important event, the Music Fest that raises funds for your organization. But before we do that, the story of how this organization came into being and what it has done over the ensuing 10 years now is so important. So, Nancy, let's start. Obviously, Are You Dense is about density of a woman's breasts. And, Nancy, this is your story. So tell us. How did this all begin?
Sure. So, Sherry, I was a faithful patient. I ate healthy, exercised daily, had no risk factors for breast cancer, and I started having my yearly mammograms at 40. I never missed an appointment. And at 51, I had just had my 11th mammogram, my 11th normal mammogram. I was never called back, and the mammogram said, "Dear Ms. Capello, we are pleased to inform you that the results of your mammogram are normal." Little did I know that I had a hidden intruder, cancer, being masked by my dense tissue, which was not seen by my mammogram. Fast forward. 6 weeks later, I was at my annual gynecological exam. My doctor was examining my breast. She said, "I feel this thickening, not a lump, not a bump, but a thickening in your right breast, Nancy. I'm going to send you for another mammogram. I know you just had one, but I'm going to send you for another mammogram," which she did. I was not worried about it at all. It was normal, but because there was this palpable ridge or thickening, she sent me for an ultrasound. Lo and behold, from one technologist to five people hovering over me, fast forward, I had a stage 3C breast cancer, invasive, which had metastasized to 13 15 lymph nodes. A normal mammogram weeks before.
That is, let me stop for a second, just so our listeners are really understanding the importance of this message. This was a healthy person who took care of themselves, an intelligent person, a person who, you know, was faithful in her, you know, follow-up to her health care, and has the mammogram not once but twice, and lo and behold, with an ultrasound, she finds that she hears that diagnosis. Yeah. How did you feel at that moment?
Well, first of all, like any person who ends up with cancer, the first thing you do is, am I going to live or die from this disease? Yeah. And so when I ever looked up the American Cancer Society's stage of diagnosis, and keep in mind, I never missed an appointment. Stage 3C, there's four stages of breast cancer. I had the one stage before it metastasizes to your organ, said that 49% of women die within 5 years. Are you kidding me? I never missed an appointment. I was scared. And I just didn't understand it. So when I went to my team of doctors, now that I had an aggressive late-stage cancer, I have 6 doctors now, and I said to them, in you know, separately, I don't get it. I had my pad, I'm an educator, I had my pad, my pen, and I said, what happened? I don't get it. I just had a normal mammogram. I had 11 of them. You're pleased to inform me that the results are normal. And each of them said to me, and Sherry, this is what really ticked me off. And you know, when you're ticked off, that could be a big motivator.
Yeah.
Each of them said to me in a nonchalant manner, oh, Nancy, you have dense breast tissue. What? What's that? I write it down. Well, it's really hard for mammograms to find cancer in dense breasts. It is? Shouldn't I know this? And each of them said to me, oh, no, we don't tell women that. And so what happened was I ended up doing research about dense tissue, and here's what stunned me and outraged me. 40% of women have dense tissue. Think about that, ladies. 40% of you have dense tissue. As the density of the breast increases, there's 4 categories of density. The reliability of the mammogram plummets. Therefore, if you have dense tissue, you have a greater likelihood of having missed, delayed, and advanced cancers, which mean less treatment options, because you're going to basically have aggressive treatment like chemo and radiation. I've had 7 surgeries since my diagnosis, and poor survivor outcomes.
Wow. That's mind-blowing, really, when you think about it, because we've put our trust in the medical system and what they've told us all these years. And like you, Nancy, many of us have been faithful getting our mammograms yearly. And now you go, oh, well, maybe that's not enough. So I want to know, because I want our listeners to know, is there a certain demographic of women who are more at risk for dense breast tissue or have dense breast tissue? Does our breast tissue change as we age?
Yeah. Basically, most women, especially younger women, have dense tissue. You know, I was 51 at the time, so I certainly wasn't a spring chicken. however, there are women in their 80s and 90s that still retain their density. So the research says that 2/3 of premenopausal women, and I was a premenopausal when I was diagnosed, have dense tissue, and about 1/4 of postmenopausal women. And it's across the board. African-American, Latina, Hispanic, white women have dense breast tissue. And so, you know, so scared and so outraged, I went back to my docs with all this research and said, shouldn't you start telling women this? Sherry, I was only concerned about my sister, my family, mm-hmm. my neighborhood, the Waterbury community. I did not think that this movement, if you call it that, or this work that we did, would actually changed, you know, the world and be known across the world.
All right, let's stop there, because I know we have to take a break and really right now, but I do want to I want to fast forward a little bit, because you got outraged, and some people panic, get scared, do nothing. You got outraged, and there's a whole story in that, and what the steps were. But you got outraged to the point that you made something happen significant. And when we come back, we're going to not only talk about that, we're going to also talk to Joe a little bit about the music festival. And we have, you're not going to believe this, ladies and gentlemen, we will have Elvis in the house.
Yes.
Sort of.
Yeah.
So stay tuned.
Entertaining new possibilities. The Palace Theater, your palace, your place.
Shows for the whole family.
Waterbury Palace, your place. Waterbury Palace Theater, your palace, your place. We'll be right back.
tease.
The Palace Theater, your palace, your place.
Shows for the whole family.
Waterbury Palace, your place. Waterbury Palace Theater, your palace, your place.
Stable physical and mental health is a key concern for senior citizens as they age. The human body is a system that needs to be active. Hi, this is Gail Seymour from Western Connecticut Area Agency on Aging with your tip of the week. Aging is a natural part of the life cycle where our capacity to think, act, relate, and learn starts to falter or decline. There are things we can do to slow down this process. Sometimes retirement seems like the best answer. But make sure you have a plan to keep physically sharp and mentally challenged. Keep yourself mentally sharp and physically active. Exercise your body and mind every day to enjoy optimum health. For more information, call Western Connecticut Area Agency on Aging at 203-757-5449.
At Relay for Life events, communities across the globe come together to honor cancer survivors, remember loved ones lost, and fight back against a disease that has already taken too much. The funds you raise truly make a difference in the fight against cancer. In more than 5,000 communities and 20 countries, Relay for Life events comprise the signature fundraiser for the American Cancer Society. Join WATR's Larry Rifkin and other WATR personalities as we support the Waterbury Area Relay for Life Saturday, June 4th, for the first time at their new location, Frisbee School in Wilkett. We'll be on the air live from 10 till noon. And please come to pledge, walk, and take part in the Relay for Life for Greater Waterbury, now at Frisbee School in Wilkett, Saturday, June 4th. Our live broadcast and donations for the Relay for Life are brought to you in part by the following sponsors. Waterbury Hospital, J.H. Barlow Pump, Sterling Security Systems, Naugatuck Window and Glass, Onyx Jewelers, and Watertown Meat Center among our many sponsors for our live broadcast tomorrow at the Greater Waterbury Relay for Life. Back now to Your Palace, Your Place at WATR at 9:30.
The Palace Theater, your palace, your place.
Shows for the whole family.
Waterbury Palace, your place. Waterbury Palace.
And we're back with Your Palace, Your Place. I'm Sherry Marcucci, your host, marketing and public relations officer at our beautiful Palace Theater right here in Waterbury, Connecticut. And we were talking before the break with Nancy Capello, Dr. Nancy Capello, the founder of Are You Dense, which is an advocacy organization to help in the diagnosis of late stage or early stage breast cancer.
Exactly.
And we're going to kind of switch gears a little bit because I want you to learn more about what Nancy's work has done that is saving lives all over the world, actually, now. But we have an event coming up, and the organization does, Are You Dense, on June 18th at the Palace Theater, and it's the Are You Dense Music Fest, which I have the producer.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy, of the event here, Joe Capello.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Joe, and I'm glad you're here with Nancy today. Joe is Nancy's husband,
yes,
for those who don't know.
Yes.
And also
41 years.
Oh, God
but
bless
who's
you.
Counting?
God, but I don't know who to bless here, but
yeah, good point.
Yeah, but anyway, yeah. And I can talk to them this way because we're family after all. But anyway, Joe has been producing this music fest, a way to raise not only some dollars for the organization but awareness locally. And Joe, you have put together a show, and we have. I promised you listeners that Elvis was in the house. Well, Elvis is in the airwaves, sort of being channeled by a gentleman that's standing by to be interviewed. But before I get to him, Joe, tell us quickly, you know, a little bit about the Music Fest history and what's going on this year.
Well, the Music Fest is designed to raise finances and awareness so that Are You Dense can carry the message around the world, actually.
Right.
It started here in Connecticut. We had our first law in the state of Connecticut that mandated that doctors would inform women about dense breast tissue, but we needed to finance this mission. And so there lies the conundrum. How do we do that?
Yeah.
Our mission was to have a music fest and raise finances, which we've been doing for 8 years. This is our eighth annual music fest.
Wow. I mean, I know. I've been involved from the beginning.
Yeah.
And it grew from, you know, an outdoor event to now a wonderful event at the Palace.
It's we're so grateful to be at the Palace.
Oh,
and we've
beautiful.
Got fantastic sponsors that, such as WATR and the Lever Center and GE.
Healthcare.
And you've got some high-powered
great people
behind
that back
you.
Us.
Yeah.
And,
so what's on the bill at June
18th?
Oh,
this year it's unbelievable. This year we're going to be wearing blue suede shoes, baby.
Oh, yeah. Nothing but a hound dog. I think that we have the hound dog of hound dogs on the line, don't
we? We do. We have Justin Shandor from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Oh, it's Justin.
And he is an amazing guy. He sounds and looks like Elvis. You will never see anyone better than Elvis personator than
this. Well, since we're talking about him, why don't we say good morning? Good morning, Justin.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Justin. Justin, it's Nancy Capello. Good to hear your voice again.
Nancy. Good to hear you again, too.
Justin, I want to thank you for getting up very early, because I know you're based on the West Coast, to be with us this morning. And first of all, our listeners should know that you are the real deal, because you not only have the moves and the voice, but you have been endorsed by Graceland itself. Is that correct?
Well, yeah. Back in 2010, I won the Elvis Presley Enterprises Ultimate Elvis Contest in Memphis, Tennessee. So that was pretty cool.
That is very cool.
Yeah.
And I mean, if you can impress those folks, like they say, if you can make it here, you can make it anywhere. If you make it at Graceland, I think you're the real McCoy.
Oh, thank you. I think I had to make it in Vegas first, because I had to win my preliminary contest in Las Vegas, you know, going against the 30 of the world's best over here, and then going back over there, and you know, going against the all the 30 more of the world's best. So it was pretty scary, and I did pretty well.
Well, it sounds like you did. Now, so how did you start to how did you go down this road of saying you don't wake up one morning and just go, well, I think I'll be an Elvis impersonator? How did this all come about?
Well, I was training to be an electrician, and I got wired the wrong way. That's what happened.
I love that.
No, I got teased a lot in high school. Everybody called me Elvis for some reason. Since I was 9 years old, even my grandmother would call me Elvis and notice like a little lip curl and stuff like that. Actually, on my Facebook page, you'll see a picture of me at 9 years old holding the guitar and doing that. And I got teased in high school. So my parents divorced, and we were living in Detroit, Michigan at the time. And my mom moved to Las Vegas, me and my little brother. And I was about 15 or 16. And I seen that there were a lot of Elvis, Elvis tribute artists and stuff like that, here in Vegas. But I'd never seen a young Elvis. And I thought, wouldn't it be cool if I would, try to make it out here and go, show up to some of these shows and try to get the gig as like a young Elvis. And I showed up to the Elvis Around Museum and auditioned for the guy, and he hired me on the spot.
Wow.
I knew about two or three Elvis songs, and he said, hey, kid, you start today. And I did 9.5 hour shows a day.
Oh, wow. That's a great story. So not only do you obviously then look something like Elvis just naturally, but you're a musician as well and a singer. I mean, you have to have those goods, too. So you must. How did music come into your mix?
I grew up in a very musical family. All the men on my father's side and mother's side were all musicians, all jazz piano players, guitar players. So I grew up with the language of music in my home.
Okay, that explains it. Well, we're so excited to have you come to Waterbury, because, you will be blown away, by the way, when you come and perform at the Palace Theater. I know you're used to a Vegas venue, but our theater is spectacular.
It is.
So from a performer's perspective, you're going to have a great, great time being with us. And I know that your connection and how you sort of got involved has to do with a local young artist here, locally, named Vinny and Gala, which many of our listeners are big fans of. So how did you and Vin meet? And what's your connection?
The story between me and Vincent is very funny. I was working in a show, and I always wanted a powerhouse Elvis drummer to play like Ronnie Tutt. And I was wondering if anybody was out there who can actually copy Ronnie Tutt. So I went, you know, for this crazy search on YouTube. I ran into this young kid's video, only 21 years old at the time. Yeah. And I listened to him playing along with Elvis. He just posted it for fun, Vincent. And when I heard it, I was blown away. I've never heard anybody nail it, you know, identical like he was nailing it, note for note, beat for beat. I mean, and I left him a Facebook message, a YouTube message, and he responded back, and we became friends through, you know, social media, Facebook.
Yeah.
And I booked him on a gig with me without even hearing him play in person.
Wow.
Playing in Las Vegas at the M Resort. We played in the pavilion, you know, 2,000 people.
Wow.
And he blew everybody away.
Yeah.
And
he's so dynamic. We love him. I mean, everybody locally just, you know, he has it. He has it.
Oh, Vinny's a musical prodigy.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And I'm going to tell you,
nobody his age should be that good.
I know. I got introduced to Vinny through Joe, actually, and met him that way. And I do take a little responsibility for his rise to success, because I actually was the person who suggested he open for Dave Koz at the Palace Theater in about 2010, maybe. Now, and Dave Koz was blown away by Vinny.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's an amazing young man, and he's also going to be your drummer for this event on June 18th at the Palace Theater for Are You Dead?
Well, not only drummer, he is my musical director. If anybody has any questions in the band, they call him.
Wow, that's great. And I was telling Joe and Nancy this morning on my way to the station driving in, I heard the spot for the Are You Dense Music Fest, and I said, wow, that sounds like a really, like it came from a production house, because that's the work that I do for the theater, you know, and so I recognized the quality, and I said, wait a minute, and they told me that Vinny, he produced the spot as well, got that all done. So I was like,
this
young man, I love him, and Vinny, I know you're listening. You told me you're going to be listening on live streaming. Everybody in Connecticut in this area
loves
them.
Oh, he's only 22. He's probably sleeping.
Exactly.
Get up, Justin. I'm going to wrap up, because I want to get back and talk a little bit to Joe and Nancy to finish the segment. But I want to thank you so much. If you're listening and you're saying, wow, this sounds like something I don't want to miss, Joe's going to fill you in on the rest of the bill, by the way, listener. So, Justin, thank you so much. I'm going to tell everybody how
thank
to get
you,
tickets, and we're going to see you in a couple of weeks.
I can't wait to see you, Justin. Thanks a lot.
Oh, I can't wait to see you too, Nancy.
Okay.
Yo, thank you guys all very, very
thank
much
you.
For having me.
You're the best.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
That was Justin Shandor, for those who are just joining us, who is going to be the headliner at the Are You Dense Music Fest on June 18th at the Palace Theater, a Saturday evening. A wonderful event. Has lots of other elements, including, Joe, who else is on the bill?
Well, it's going to be a real exciting evening, as it always is at the Music Fest. This year, not only are we going to have Vincent and Gala playing drums for Justin, which, you know, everyone knows how great he is.
Yep.
We also have Mother Dolores Hart from the Abbey at St.
Yes.
Regis Laudis. And
now, this was your idea, I found out.
Well, I can't take credit for that, but I will. And I read Mother Dolores' book and thought maybe what a connection we could have here between Justin, who's playing Elvis, and Mother Dolores, who gave Elvis his first on-screen kiss, because Mother Dolores was a movie star
back in
the 50s.
That's right. Oh, how exciting. And she's going to be here with you.
She's going to be selling her book, Ear of the Heart, and that's going to be at the Music Fest, and she's going to come on stage and greet everyone.
Oh,
and who
nice.
Knows what'll happen.
Ooh,
you know, we wing it a little bit.
There could be a second kiss. And Mother Dolores is joining you next week on Tom's show.
Yeah,
she's
Thursday.
Coming.
Yeah.
She's
interview. So I've got to wrap this up, because we're already over time with the break. And Nancy, we didn't get to the most important information. I just want the audience to know, because you had this diagnosis, because you know, are who you are, and as you say, God puts us us here for reasons on this earth, and I think your reason was to help other women fight this awful disease. Because when you got your diagnosis, you didn't just say, "Oh well," and get your chemo and get, you know, I'm not minimizing that, but
no,
you said, "I'm going to change this." Well, and what did you do?
Well, what happened was, actually, you know, cancer is a family disease, and when Joe, I remember coming home that dark evening when I found out he had breast cancer, and Joe just hugged me and started crying and said, "Well, what happened?" And I said, "I really don't know. I don't get this, Joe. I just had a neural mammogram." And so when I ended up getting all the research and going back to my docs and said, "Shouldn't you start telling women?" And they still refused. Joe said, "We have to do something." I said, "What do we do? Do we put an ad in the paper? What do, I mean, how do we get this information out?" Joe said, "I'm going to call Joan Hartley." And through Joan Hartley, Senator Hartley, and Joe had known her years ago from high school, she got introduced us to other legislators, and Connecticut became the first state in the nation to report or disclose density to the patient through the mammography report. And today, we have 28 states across the country.
And that's our UDENSA's mission.
Yeah. That blows my mind, because, and Nancy works tirelessly. I'll tell you, in the family, we kind of joke, because she's never around. She's traveling the world. She's keynoted in Japan, in Puerto Rico. You're being invited to Paris. She's at every state lobbying and gathering other women whose, by the way, stories are similar. She's found, you know, sisters all across the country. Yeah. And her work has, it's a mission. It really is a mission to make this this issue front and center, yeah, and ultimately a national law, I think, is your goal. Correct?
Yeah. Well, yeah, we have a national bill we actually introduced. We actually was down in D.C. with Joan London last year. But one thing I want to say, that why I really do this, because I often wonder, you know, when I was 15 years old, my dad passed away. Mark knows that. Certainly he's probably thinking about that as we talk. And it was just devastating. It was. I've been grieving for him for years. Mm-hmm. And what I'm trying to do is eliminate grief of a loved one dying prematurely. Now, he didn't die from breast cancer or from cancer, but he died. And I had so many years without him. And I thought, the work that we're doing, our mission, is to eliminate the grief of a cancer that could be diagnosed.
Yeah.
You know, sadly, I lose friends, so many friends, who find me through our search. It's like, I'm like a match.com for breasts, I often say, who say, "Nancy, I want to do what you did. I want to do something in my state." That's how this happens, Sherry. I don't go looking for people. They find me, because it's a common story. So ladies, if you have dense breast tissue, you talk to your doctors about definitely having multimodal screening, which means adding an additional either ultrasound or MRI or other test, so that you can be assured that your cancer is found at its earliest stage. Early still matters.
And make sure you know if you have dense breast tissue. You're supposed to be told now. That's part of the legislation that
exactly
had passed. But if you haven't ever heard that term yet, you better be asking your doctor. Be proactive. Now, we do need to take a break. I want you to go to areyoudense.org. If you want more information, you can go to the Palace Theater's website as well to get tickets to the Music Fest on June 18th. And we have wonderful Joe. You look like you want to say something, and I have another guest to get in here. So I'm going to ask you to just
call the Palace Theater.
Call the Palace Theater, 203-346-2000. We need to take a quick break, and then we're coming back with a woman who I just adore. So stay tuned.
Thank you.
Waterbury Palace, your palace, your place. The Palace Theater, your palace, your place.
Shows for the whole family.
Waterbury Palace Theater, your palace, your place.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-961-5842. That's 800-961-5842.
this April, the exciting game of Keno is coming to Connecticut. And if you're a business owner, it can be fun and profitable for you.
Learn more about the profits, prizes, and possibilities by calling 866-428-KENO or visit ctlottery.org. Please play responsibly.
Time for us to check our WATR weather watch for you. We have 61 degrees at 9:48 at WATR.
This time and temperature is brought to you by the Savings Bank of Danbury. Get your mortgage done your way at Savings Bank of Danbury. Apply online at sbdanbury.com. Savings Bank of Danbury, equal housing lender.
Good morning, Tom, here in the Waterbury area. Occasional showers, isolated thunderstorms will be with us. Temperatures today, 70 to 75. The showers will end tonight. Patchy fog, upper 50s. Partly sunny tomorrow, low 80s. And on Sunday, a wet day. Occasional showers and thunderstorms. The rain will be heavy at times. Humid, 70 to 75. And partly sunny near 80 Monday into Tuesday. This is WATR meteorologist Bill Jackman.
Currently, we have 61 degrees, WATR 948. Now back to your hostess, Sherry Marcucci, your palace, your place.
And I'm glad to be back with one of my very favorite people. You know, I work at the Palace Theater and get to meet lots and lots of people. But this woman, she's a joy to be around. She's Meg Luddy, a Waterbury native. Welcome, Meg.
Thank you, Sherry.
You're welcome. And I got to say, another shout out, because not only is it my husband's birthday today, but it's Meg's birthday.
Yay. Happy birthday,
Meg. Thank you. And she's so sweet. She said, I always, you know, like to have different experiences and, you know, decide whether I'm going to work on my birthday or not. She goes, but when you called, it was like a birthday present. So, but let me tell you the connection here. Meg is one of our paid staff at the Palace. She is a
house manager.
I want to get the term right. And those people are responsible for making sure when you come that you have a wonderful experience and you get seated and you're greeted and, you know, everything runs smooth so you have a wonderful time at the show. But Meg also does something very special for the Palace. She is one of our Palace Theater ambassadors, and specifically a tour guide ambassador. So this she does as a volunteer on top of, you know, giving us services in another capacity as a volunteer. And she's been a volunteer many years before you were a house manager. And she is one of the biggest cheerleaders for the Palace. I love that. She's so enthusiastic. So I thought today, our last show of the season, let me talk about our ambassadors program. And there's about 25 people now who are ambassadors. 25. Some do what we call street team marketing, and they get posters and playbills and handbills out, and you see those all over, hopefully. I'm sure that you do, about our upcoming shows. And then we have those who sometimes represent us at events, an expo or a fair or things of that nature. And then we have our tour guides. Our tour guides are highly trained, and they go through a rigorous training, a tour kind of a manual that was created, if you will, by one of our wonderful other people, ambassadors, our historian and photographer, Louis Pelosi. So he put together a tour many years ago when we first opened, and the program kind of sat, well, quietly dormant, and then, you know, we resurrected it a few years back, and it has been spectacular. Meg, tell me what it is you enjoy about giving the tours of the Palace.
Every tour is different. That's what I love about it. And every tour guide gives a different tour. There are some tour guides are very heavy with history. I don't have a head for dates, so I give the general area of when things happened.
Okay.
One of our tour guides is very heavy on architecture, and he stresses that stuff. I like the folklore of the theater and the little trivia that
give us an example for those who are listening. What a little piece of folkloric history.
One of the little gems that we love to talk about is once we get on stage, we talk about the little things that have happened on the stage. We have a few ghosts in the theater that we talk about on the, and one of them absolutely is a ghost of an elephant. And I'm not going to share that story with you because you have to come to the tour to hear the whole story of Shirley the Elephant.
I love that. I love that. Now, the tours are regularly scheduled. Just if you're listening, I want you to know that there's actually a tour this morning, and it starts at 11 o'clock. And if you, you know, are ready, you know, and listening and say, you know, I've always wanted to do that, by all means.
Walk-ins are always welcome.
Walk-ins are welcome, and you just need to show up and at the Palace Theater. We and that, the tours, by the way, are a spectacular value. You get not only a wonderful tour, but with so much information, and it's $5. But next Saturday, the Palace participates in an initiative by the Connecticut Department of Economic and Community Development called Connecticut Open House Day. And that's when venues and attractions and points of interest across the state open their doors and offer something free to the public to, you know, encourage people to see all the wonderful things that Connecticut has to offer. The Palace certainly is one of those. And so the tour next Saturday, June 11th, will be free. And that both tour dates start at 11 o'clock and they run to 12:30. Meg, tell what is something that happens on the tour that you particularly love with the people that come on the tour?
We generally try to keep the groups down to about 10 per tour guide. Sometimes it's a little bit, a few more people than that.
Yeah.
But what I love is you'll be talking in front of a group and their eyes light up and they're always given something that they've never heard before. They may have been to the Palace a million times. I grew up in the Palace Theater in Waterbury. Right. I went on the tour and found out all these things. I love it when they pull you aside at the end and say, did you really say that? Did this really happen here? And they also love to know my personal history with the theater because they love to share their personal history with the theater.
And that's significant.
It
for
is.
Many people who come in, they do have a personal history, and the theater means so much to them, particularly people who are, you know, probably, you know, grew up in during the World War II era.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The theater was built in 1922, if you're just listening, and was restored 11 years ago now, reopened after being dark for a 17-year period.
It's had many lives, and no matter how old you are, somehow it took part in your life.
Absolutely. I mean, people our age, the rock era of the
That's
theater,
right.
the movies,
the movies
when we were
in
kids,
the 60s,
and,
yeah.
You know, people that like were from the World War II Greatest Generation, they saw many movies there and had first dates there and marriage proposals there. And then in the early 1920s, when it first opened, you know, a storied history with all the vaudevillians and people of that nature. The theater really is a gem. And the guided tour, if you've never been to the theater, first of all, it's an easy way to introduce, I think, people to the theater.
Yeah.
It's beauty because people don't expect it. But also, the tour allows the tour taker to go in places. What are some of those special places,
those
Meg?
Special places, there's so many of them, Sherry. My personal favorite space is when you go downstairs to the green rooms and the practice rooms and the rehearsal rooms. And all along our walls are very special murals that each of the tours that have gone through our doors have painted on the walls. And it, for me, it's a trip down memory lane because I'll say, oh, I remember this show. I remember that show. And for the tour goers, they'll spot the shows that they have seen and, oh, I didn't realize this came here.
Right.
And it's a place that the general public doesn't normally get to see.
That's right.
And it's fabulous. It's beautiful artwork on our walls.
It is. And it's amazing that, you know, when you think of people who perform on the stage, you think their talent is about performing on the stage, and then you see this, you know, these murals that they leave behind, and all signed by the cast
That's
members.
Right.
You know what I found interesting is I found different people who have been in more than one tour, and so they're on more than one mural, and even one. I interface a lot with what's called the press agents for the shows, and one of the press agents, I noticed a name on the wall. It's her cousin because they asked her, and she said, "Yeah, that's my cousin." So it's it's in the family biz, I guess, you know. So you get to, you know, learn and see things you just wouldn't. It's fascinating, and hear about the performers that have been on the stage. And, you know, you just don't realize until you, you know, avail yourself of that kind of opportunity.
That's right. That's right.
Why do you do this? Why are you a tour guide?
Because Sherry Marcucci begged me to be a tour guide. I'm not kidding. I didn't volunteer, Sherry. You made me do it.
I did?
Years ago, you asked me to do it, and it is something I knew I would love to do, but I'm just so busy. I have a regular full-time job. My part-time job is at the Palace. I do this, I do that. I just didn't have the time.
Yeah.
And I loved hearing people who were the tour guides. I loved hearing them talk about it. Finally, about 3 years ago, Sherry said, Meg, you've got to do it. So I did it, and thank you for it. I love doing it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
No, thank you.
No, thank you. I mean, Meg is a great cheerleader, as I said earlier, and you've been on videos we've had produced.
That's
because
right.
You're a wonderful spokesperson for the theater. And
I am its biggest cheerleader.
You definitely are.
I love my Palace.
You definitely are. So, Meg, I hope you have... I have to sign off in about a minute. I'm so sorry we didn't have more time.
I can be invited back.
You can be. All right. Okay. Next season, you're on.
Okay.
And I hope you have a spectacular birthday.
Oh, thank you, Sherry.
And thank you. By the way, she's a great jewelry designer, and she brought me a lovely piece that I'm wearing now. So anyway, I'm so sad to say goodbye for the season. We love our listeners. The Palace team is a great team. We couldn't do what we do if we didn't all pull together and work together. And what we offer the not only the city of Waterbury, but the greater Connecticut, you know, landscape is a wonderful opportunity to see touring Broadway professional theater, to see iconic names. We have Johnny Mathis coming in and in September, Weird Al Yankovic, lots of things. Go to our website, palacetheaterct.org, or call our box office, which is opening in about 30 seconds, 203-346-2000. Have a great summer, and remember to do something you love with someone you love. Stay tuned for our local news and Larry Rifkin for Talk of the Town coming right up. Bye-bye.
Entertaining new possibilities.
The Palace Theater, your palace, your place.